day goes by. And it has been an interesting one. Welcome to another hour of The Flip Side this Thursday evening, January the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2007. It is the year of somebody, something. Interesting. There's a news piece on right now with Wolf Blitzer, believe it or not. While I'm on the air, I keep the sound turned off. Appears that the Defense Department has come up with a new shades of Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon, a new ray gun that has been developed for, of all things, crowd control. Don't you find that of interest? Oh, God. What crowds are they planning on controlling? Oh, I'm sure they'll test it out in Baghdad, or maybe they'll test it out in Boston. I don't know. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Welcome to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise to another hour of The Flip Side. I am your host, Jeffrey Bennett. I'll be sitting in here with you for the hour, Lord willing. Lou Dobbs conducted a poll within the last 24 hours asking the American public's opinion of the North American Union. 84% of those polled are completely against it. And while all this is going on, it was announced yesterday, late last night, Kuwait is seriously looking at abandoning the dollar to protect its economy, they say. Third largest Arab oil producer expected to abandon the dinar's peg with the dollar in favor of a basket of currencies, they call it, to help minimize economic harm after the dollar declines, or continues its decline. Badr al-Humaidi, Kuwait's finance ministry, said, "We might go to a basket for an interim period. The dollar fell a lot against the euro last year, but if we'd been linked to a basket, we would not have suffered as much." And ladies and gentlemen, that is what we keep trying to share with you here at RBN through the Republic Trading Group, the main sponsor of this hour, is it's time to provide yourself with a basket, a bread basket, a financial basket. We'll be talking about a little about that stuff tonight, but not as in depth as the other night. There are some interesting things going on. In addition to what's happening in Kuwait, the oil-rich Gulf Arab states in general are seen as shifting their assets away from the United States. And Qatar is keen on customer states, including Asia and Europe, as a destination. The country's financial regulator says Middle Eastern countries have been scaling back its once near-full reliance on U.S. assets in order to minimize risks and enhance returns as they diversify the massive windfall from oil and gas revenues. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an awful lot of people divesting themselves of the once powerful almighty dollar. And based upon what my business is like here today at Republic Trading Group, seems like there's a few listeners out there that have finally gotten it. They finally understand. I'll be back with you after the flip side of this commercial break.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American.
That's right. Don't know about the rest of y'all that may be listening here tonight, but understand the words to that song. Another interesting news piece I just was sent. You know, every year China celebrates the year of the rat, the year of the snake, the year of the whatever. 2007 is apparently the year of the pig in China. Well, in America, I guess this could be the year of the pig, too, now that, you know, Hillary's made her announcement. But companies looking to reach China's consumer market with pig images during this year of the pig, which begins next month, will have to adjust after, get this, you think we got problems here? You talk about political correct, what is Abe Foxman over there with an office in China too? Oy vey, hey Moishi, where the heck are you? Guess what's going on? No, this story is not going to go the direction you think it is. People who are wanting to capitalize on this year of the pig stuff with images and little statues and little balloons and little toys are going to have to adjust because a national television network in China has adopted a policy to be sensitive to the country's minuscule, tiny Muslim population. Now, if you don't figure out what that means, is that the Muslims don't eat, they don't like pigs, they don't eat pork. And so China's Central Television said it's going to ban all verbal and visual pork references from advertisements during the Lunar New Year celebrations next month. Can you believe this stuff? This week, the network banned a television ad from Nestle SA, which I guess is South Africa, I don't know, which featured a smiling cartoon pig and the message, Happy New Pig Year. I'll tell you what, it's really getting sick around the country when true minority groups can rule the roost, so to speak. They can dictate what can and cannot be advertised. Before I forget, let's take a look at some market activity today. Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 120 points to end the day at 12,502. NASDAQ lost 32 to end the session at 2434. S&P 500 was down over 16 points. They closed at 1423. And the metals, well, for the most part, I'd say reasonably flat. Nothing real spectacular. They're showing in the aftermarkets gold hanging at about 346.40. Now, this all depends on which one of 17 gajillion different sites you go to. They all seem to have their criteria. Silver end of the day at 1331. Platinum holding at 1176. Been a very eventful day. A lot of things going on. A lot of continued manipulation in the metals markets. There's no two ways about it. Out of Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, surprise, surprise. Talk about minority groups. Ford Motor Company, whose, you know, chief executive officer, Bill Ford, what is he, a grandson or great-grandson of Mr. Henry, by God, Ford himself? Well, he seems to want to keep pushing this pro-homosexual issue as relates to promoting Ford. And I'm not sure that this is the total reason. It probably is not. Ford Motor Company, in 2006... lost $12.7 billion. That's with a B, folks. $12.7 billion. That means for every car and truck that they sold last year, they lost $1,925. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the company that invented the assembly line and whose name was a byword for the auto industry, warned it will bleed cash for two more years before it has a shot at making any money. Pretty appalling. The worst year in Ford's 103-year-old company. Henry Ford could run the company better from the grave than this punk grandson of his can run, do running it from above the grave. I wonder when he gets buried if they're going to bury him face down. They should consider it. Some other interesting things going on up in Washington today. And I found this of interest because I'm afraid that nothing will come of it, nothing good nor nothing bad. If you recall, I believe it was 2005, we had a radical revamping of the bankruptcy laws in this country. Pretty much said if you owe to the credit card company, too bad, you can't just chuck them off anymore. Well, it looks like there is a major fight that's beginning against the sneaky credit card fees. It's being presented on Capitol Hill this week. I saw little bits and pieces of it in the news. I've got a column that's here in front of me. I'll share bits and pieces with you. It looks like the credit card billing practices are being brought under fire. Now, you remember Tuesday night we talked about credit card indebtedness and some of the ways you can approach getting out from underneath it, how elderly, retired people are being forced to rely on their credit limits on credit cards just to be able to buy their medicine or keep the roof over their head or put food on the table. And now here we sit. Elizabeth Warren, one of the credit card industry's leading critics, today, was speaking before the Senate Banking Committee, fixing the flaws in credit card billing practices requires fundamental changes in consumer protection laws. It remains to be seen how much of an appetite the new Democratic-controlled Congress will have for offending the industry, which packs a powerful lobbying punch supported by hefty campaign contributions. And that, you see, is part of the problem. We're now going back to the whole mentality of campaign reform, this ethics business that they passed here last week, Senate Bill 1. And so as Warren is testifying before the Senate today, one of the senators, Biden, I think it was asking her what the big problem seems to be. And she talks about the multitude of late fees and penalties that are being charged to credit card holders and the interest rates. And he says, well, you know, late fees and penalties, that's one thing, but interest rates. And so she said, no, sir, you don't understand. When people are being hit with 29%+ interest rates, that is gouging. That is fraudulent. That is raping people. If they couldn't afford to pay their notes at 13% or 7%, how in the hell do you think they're ever going to get to pay it at 29%? High interest rates are just the beginning. Warren says that late fees, over-limit fees, other tricks and traps can hit consumers with effective interest rates of over 115%. Credit cards are unsafe, she said, because they are designed to be unsafe. Card issuers make hefty profits from consumers who don't make their payments in full every month, and so card issuers are constantly looking for the sweet spot. And consumers who stumble but don't quite collapse into bankruptcy, she said. Few of the complaints about tricks and traps of the industry were new, by the way. But it seems significant that the new Democratic committee chair, Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut, chose credit card marketing practices as the subject for his only second hearing, for only his second hearing as chairman. Clearly, the three major credit card executives in the room, from J.P. Morgan Chase, that's Morgan the Pirate Chase, Barclaycard, Capital One, they were not particularly comfortable with the presentations that were being made before the Senate. Double cycle billing is a confusing practice that allows card firms to retroactively charge interest rates on purchases even after they are partially paid for. Warren said one in every $7 of revenue generated by the industry comes from fees or interest charges that in some cases, she says, it's hard to believe any reputable business would and could charge. Credit card market is broken, she said, and in need of regulation that protects consumers akin to product safety laws that regulate automobiles or toasters. No one needs to be an engineer to buy a toaster, she said. No one needs to be a crash test scientist to buy a car, and no one should need to be a damn lawyer to take on a credit card. Whereas the credit card execs broadly accepted the need for improved disclosure, but they didn't budge much beyond that. Fees and interest rates are low for consumers who pay their bills on time, they argued, and credit is more widely available today than ever. Oh, that's right. Credit is more widely available today than ever before because they make it so easy. They don't make their big money on the legitimate interest rate that they charge for these things. They make the big bucks based on bending us over and finding every little trick of the trade to stick it to us. Debates on card company practices can be as confusing as one of those 30-page card member agreements. You know, they done been written up by some heavy-handed lawyer language. Most of them are full of half-truths. At one point in the hearings, Richard Vague, CEO of Barclaycard U.S., asserted that as few as 1% of cardholders made only the minimum payments on their card balances every month, but close to one-third make payments very near the minimum balance each month. Those words from Travis Plunkett, legislative director of the Consumer Federation of America. Warren said in any given month, 20 to 25% of consumers make only the minimum payment. Stick around. It's going to be an expensive night. See you on the flip side of this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off
you. Yeah, I can hear Tony Soprano singing that through the string. Hey, what do you do? Back to our discussion about the credit card debacle that's taking place in this country. You know, many years ago, you know, I say many, 5-6 years ago, and even later, the number of credit card applications that would come to me in the mail every day was just appalling. You know, pre-approved. I didn't get it. Discover, this guy's MasterCard, that guy's Visa, Amex, the whole nine yards. You know, it's like we got a Costco membership. And, you know, I knew it was coming due in the end of 05. And the bill never showed up, and the bill never showed up. And I finally went and said, look, I don't want my membership to expire. It's already been paid, sir. I said, well, who paid it? Well, your wife paid it on her American Express card. He said, my wife doesn't have an American Express card. He said, well, she signed up for a Costco American Express card. And in other words, that was the way they could suck her into the card. Of course, you know, every time you use it at Costco, you get 2% back. And of course, that way they just automatically charge the membership. Well, I don't want my membership paid that way. There's a very specific reason, because it's a company membership. It was very, very frustrating. But the credit card applications continued to come. And the applications. My daughter, who has no business even having a damn credit card, she's still getting 8 to 15 a week. And her husband, who has even less right to have a credit card, is getting equally that many. There's some days that my daughter and her husband will get, you know, six or seven of these total in a single day. And so you see, the credit card distribution companies have set you up to fail. They know if you get five or six of these things, you're going to get giddy. You're going to think, man, this is free money, baby. We can go out and buy a new car and whip out that MasterCard to put a down payment on that new car. Oh, yeah, I've been to car dealers that now accept credit cards for the down payment. You know, it was not up until a couple years ago that you'd go to get a brand-new car and sign the loan papers, and they specifically asked, is any part of your down payment coming from a credit card? If you said yes, bang, you were out. They weren't going to allow you to double-dip on yourself. But things have freed up so much in 15, 20 years. It's credit is so easy. No, it wasn't. It's not 20% today. It's 12%. That's for the average Joe Blow. The ones I've got are down around 7.99%. But that's because I'm a good boy and I pay a lot more than the minimum. But it's chiefly there for my business. But over 50% of the people that have credit cards are not in that kind of a position. I got an interesting one for you. Credit card penalty fees alone. That's a late fee. What are they nailing you now? 25, 35, maybe 50 bucks if you're one day late? And if you're late twice in 6 months, they jack you up to a much higher rate? The prevailing prime plus whatever? In 2006, ladies and gentlemen, 2006 was only over just under 4 weeks ago. And they've already calculated $17.1 billion was collected in credit card penalty fees. My God, that's an industry unto itself. We're in the wrong business. We're in the wrong business. I didn't know you could make so much money by being a whore. And that's what they're being. $17.1 billion just hitting people with fees who, if they could afford it, would have paid the damn bill on time. Oh, MasterCard and Visa and Discover, they don't care if you're working for Ford Motor Company and you done lost your ex. In other words, lost your job. They don't care if you lost your job. You can't pay? We charge you more. You can't pay that? We're going to up the ante again. Can you imagine having five or six credit cards? And people got them. Some people got more. Let's just say you got five. Let's just do something stupid. Let's claim the average person's got 4.5 credit cards. And let's say they're late in every single one. That's $157.50 a month in late fees if all I use is $35. Take that times 12. That's $1,890 a year in late fees for one family. Son of a gun. I could have me a couple of T-bone dinners for that, baby. Stick around, folks. I'll be back with you with some further commentary on the flip side of this commercial break. Let's take care of the network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products. created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here.
You guys just got to do that. You know? I don't think these guys in the studio realize just how much I truly enjoy Roy Orbison. And so when they put that stuff on, it's like I drift into the music, man. I just don't care. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the matter is the entire credit card industry truly is made up of a bunch of whores. I realize that a business is in business to make money. But unfortunately, businesses of that type make it off the blood, sweat, tears, and hard work of Americans and other people from around the world who also get their little free money plastic cards. I remember nearly 10 years ago when a grocery store here in Phoenix, Arizona began to accept debit cards from the bank. You know, the bank can send out these check guarantee cards every year. So when you write a check, you whip it out, it guarantees that the check will be paid, whether there's money there or not, although there better be, or your bank's going to come after you anyway. And it just began to bother me. I knew from the very beginning. In fact, Robbie and I were working together 10 years ago when that practice began. And I realized exactly what it was designed to do. It was designed to get people accustomed to using, paying for their food with a piece of plastic. Hey, the only step that's left is to insert that national credit card into your finger. All you got to do is go into the grocery store and pass it over the magic wand, just the way they do with broccoli. You'll never have to carry cash again. It'll be so much more secure, so much safer. You won't have to worry about getting robbed in the middle of the night for the cash you might happen to have in your purse. What good is cash anyway? What's cash got to do with it? Do you understand? Can you see the direction this ultimately may go? I had a long, long talk with a marvelous lady in the Houston area today. And she was absolutely right about what she said. Our problems are so much bigger than the damned Amero. That's just one piece of toilet paper replacing another, ladies and gentlemen. Our problems are going to be a lot bigger than just the exchange. Countries have survived for years with monetary exchanges. I'm not in favor of it, of course. I'm not in favor of the 2-to-1, 4-to-1, 10-to-1 exchange ratio. I'm not as concerned about the dumping of the dollar and the replacement with the Amero as many people think I am. What I am more concerned about is the number of Americans who are depression babies or children of the depression who have grown up having absolute no trust in the banks, who have held on to every single bit of cash they possibly cash. Dollar bills, 20s, 100s, 50s, etc. They've held on to every one they didn't need, and they've got suitcases full of them. And it's buried in tin cans in the backyard. They've got their lumpy mattresses stuffed with cash. It's in a box under the bed. It's in PVC sealed tubes out in the backyard. Your concern needs to be not that you may eventually, within a short or longer period of time, have to convert that cash into the Amero, but you're only going to have about 60 days to do it. How in the hell are you going to exchange $50 or $100 or $200 or $300,000 worth of cash without raising the hackles on the back of your banker's neck? And then, of course, he's going to be forced to turn you in for dealing in what they consider to be exorbitant amounts of cash. And pretty soon, the boys from ERS and the Fed are going to come around knocking on your door saying, "Boy, we got a warrant here to go digging up Bessie's stall." And they're going to go in there and find a whole bunch of cash. And maybe some of it's going to smell a little bit like drugs. Or you're going to maybe get accused of laundering money or prove that you paid taxes on that money. And, of course, you know they're going to confiscate it. And even if after 10 or 12 or 15 years of fighting to get your money back, you can prove that you came by it legally, it's already gone with the wind.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, tomorrow is another day, right? The conversion into the Amero or a new dollar or whatever the heck you're going to get is going to be a problem for this reason. Those with huge amounts of cash are never going to be able to complete the conversion, and they're going to lose all that they cannot convert. Oh, don't tell me you live in Austin and you can go to one branch of the Third National Bank of Austin and you can go five blocks over and go to another one and go ahead and cash some more in. What's your account number? It's all going to get tied to your account number. Are you dealing drugs? Are you funding terrorism? Did you pay taxes on it? Where did you steal it? It's illegal to have more than $10,000 worth of cash on your possession, boy. Well, that's where the gold and silver comes in. That's where maybe my desire to own a little bit more gold. It's cash, but it's in a legal form. It's in a different form. Nothing's going to stop me from being able to walk in a few days after the exchange and saying, "I'd like to buy $5,000 worth of Amero or French francs or Russian rubles or dinar or Swiss francs or whatever." With gold and silver, with hard and tangible assets, you control your destiny. Don't worry about if it goes up and down every day, and stop playing the day trading mentality with me. I don't have time for it. And nor should you. You make a decision that if this is the right thing to do, you do it for the right reasons. Not because you're Scrooge McDuck. Not because you're trying to be, you know, become ultra rich. I applaud you if you can do it. But the fact of the matter is, right now it's called covering your assets. That's why we do it. That's why I buy it. I'll tell you what, Robbie and I, just the two of us, Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. Please don't call right now. We're on the air. 1-800-691-7898. Robbie and I are amongst the very few brokers that you will ever talk to in the gold and silver business. Come on, you know they're all over the airwaves. I don't care if they're in the land of 10,000 lakes. I don't care if they're in Paradise Valley, Arizona. I don't care if they're up in Prescott, Arizona, or if they're out there in I don't know, Maine or Pennsylvania somewhere where these people live. I don't care if they're the big firms in Californicate or down in Dallas. You will find very few brokers who actually market gold and silver that own it. Robbie and I are the exception. We put our money where our mouth is because we see the handwriting on the wall. And look, I make no bones about it. An awful lot of you folks sitting out there tonight maybe don't have the financial wherewithal. I'm not going to look down. God, we've all got our crosses to bear. We've all got our individual situations. We all have our families to care for. All I'd say to you is that if gold and silver is, number one, something you can afford, or something that you feel needs to be a part of your personal future planning for security and otherwise, then you give us a call. We're not going to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I got a hot deal on whatever. This is the only place you find out about what we have to offer at any given point in time. And it's never restricted to strictly what we go on the air with. But I have a lot of fun putting packages together. And you know what? I've done another one tonight. And this was a total shocker to me. And I'm going to take you in an area that is something you never hear me talking about. There's a lot of reasons I'm doing it. Because there's people that want it. And you've heard Robbie and I for years talking about French and Swiss francs and British sovereigns. We've done a tremendous amount with the modern era $5 and $10 gold commemorative pieces. I absolutely love them. I think for a fractional coin, there is not a better buy anywhere in this country today than the modern $5 and $10 commemorative issue coins. I don't care if it's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Senate, the Olympic pieces, the Mount Rushmores. None of it matters. We're not buying it because of its rarity and scarcity. We're buying it for its gold content. And they are, to me, the absolute best buy in this marketplace today for fractional gold coins. But you see, we have another market. We have a market that comes to us and says, Jeff, Robbie, we're interested in buying graded coins. We want certified coins. These guys told us this and told us that. And you know what? You guys are competitive everywhere else. What can you do for us with certified coins? Well, I had several calls of that caliber today. And an hour ago, an hour and a half ago, I called Robbie and said, my God, can you do the show tonight? I'm wiped out. Now, somehow I've managed. Thanks, Beth. But the fact of the matter is this. I started looking earlier in the week at a product that I was going to discuss with you this past Tuesday night. And we wound up going in a different direction. It was marvelously successful. As most of you know who were with me Tuesday night, not only did we sell out our limited number of those packages that were available, but three of those packages I took orders for while I was on the air talking to the audience. It was all done by email. Three of those orders I took, I still haven't even spoken with a client. Now, they're all existing clients. Mike, you're out there. Nick, you know, thank both of you for your continued support of the network and having the wisdom to take advantage of these kind of packages. And so a lot of questions have been raised about certified versus raw, etc. I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't buy into the nonsense that some of these overpriced rare coin companies will tell you about. And I mean overpriced. One of my clients, John, called me today and said, Jeff, you know, we got together, we did this deal the other day, but, you know, I called this other company over in Paradise Valley or Scottsdale, Arizona. And they said, oh, my God, you're paying this outrageous commission. You're getting raked over the coals. You're buying gold and blah, blah, blah. You want to come buy either bullion or just buy high-grade rarities. And the broker he spoke with specifically emphasized the fact that they were paying a very high commission rate with us, the package that we were offering. And I said to my client, I said, John, you know, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. This from a company who is known for charging a minimum of a 40% markup on the products they sell. So we put out a package the other night that was put out at about a 7% markup, but we're ripping the client off? Unbelievable. Let me take you down a different path here. We got a few minutes before the break, and I've got to get through this. I started doing some shopping. One of the most commonly sold certified graded coins, PCGS or NGC, is the St. Gaudens, one of the most beautiful gold coins ever struck anywhere in the world. Mint State 63, a great starting position. I like them. I don't love them. I don't own lots of them. But this package tonight is a great package. The other coin I love is that exquisite 2006 24-carat Buffalo $50 gold piece. And through a complete quirk today, I discovered that I can sell both of those coins for the exact same amount of money. And so what we've done is put a package together tonight called the Big Package. These are big coins. And for this package, we're going to get you five certified Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces and five Mint State 70 first strike 24 karat gold buffalo coins. The entire package delivered into your hands. $8,005. $8,005 delivered. Now let me tell you something. I spent about 30 minutes doing some hard shopping on this very package. You know how much I've seen this same package sell for by so-called reputable dealers? $10,890. That's $2,885 more than you will buy this package from Republic Trading Group. Call us tonight. If you want to buy the big coins, if you want certified coins, five each of the MS-63 St. Gaudens, five of the MS-70 First Strike. You want to buy two packages, three packages, maybe you want 10 packages. Maybe you've got $100,000 or $200,000, and this is the kind of package you've been looking for. 1-800-691-7898. Either Robbie and I can take care of you. The interesting thing is, I haven't even gotten this into Robbie's hands yet. Verbally, we talked about it. This is the big coin pack from Republic Trading Group. A $2,885 savings from where these coins are being sold for by other companies all over the country. I even found one company tonight that was offering a raw in the government little shrink package, a raw $50 Buffalo for $999. It wasn't even graded. My God, that's insanity. Pure insanity. This is a great, great bargain from Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. The big coin pack available tonight. There's basically no real limits on these other than maybe we'll eventually run out of them. We've got access to a lot of this stuff. The prices are tremendous. 10 coins, you figure the deal, $799 a coin. And that's for the Mint State 63 Saints or the Mint State 70 Buffalo $50 gold pieces. I'm giving you five of each in this package. Same money. Hey, maybe you don't want the 63 Saints and all you want's the Buffaloes. Fine. Buy them at $7.99 right now. Give us a call, won't you? 1-800-691-7898. I'll be back in a couple minutes with some closing comments. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Side. Thanks for being with us here tonight. I actually didn't go as far into this program as I wanted. It has been an exceptionally busy day. I was on the phone till about 10 o'clock last night, Mountain Time, which for those of you in the Central Time Zone is 11 o'clock. A combination of the packages we offered the other night, the Chapman package, a combination of a lot of people saying, my God, it's happening. We're seeing it happen in our own backyard. And people making some pretty intense moves. Understand, we deal with people at all economic levels, all walks of life. don't be embarrassed to call us, no matter what your situation is. That's what Robbie and I are here for. You know, we cannot help everybody. It's an impossibility. There's times that people have got, you know, $100, $150, $200 that, frankly, they need to be putting food away and taking advantage of some of the offerings from the food guys, etc. And I take advantage of going to garage sales and pick up, all ball jars and doing some of your own canning. Those kind of things are going to be very, very important for your survival, your ability to get through the toughest and toughest of whatever circumstances may bring you. And so whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's platinum, certainly do not forget the IRA program that we can help you with. If you have an IRA, an SCP, a traditional, a simple, a Roth, if you're interested in doing some conversion, you want to get some of your money out of paper, out of the typical paper securities and stocks and mutuals and CDs, I can show you a marvelous way to convert your IRA or old 401 or old 403B retirement account. I say old meaning you no longer work there. We can show you how to take those and convert that over into an IRA that will a self-directed IRA that will physically hold gold and silver for you. You want to inquire further, call 1-800-691-7898, extension 3, and I'll be glad to give you the basics of it and get you started. It is a program I personally have dealt with now for 17 years with some tremendous success. The folks are happy with it. We just finished up some more today. So that's another option you've got. You may not have access to cash, but you've got some other things that you do need to concern yourself, some other things that you do want to protect. And this IRA may be one other way to do it. So give us a holler. Also, if you're interested in this package tonight, 1-800-691-7898. Now, Robbie and I are switching schedules next week. He's taking Tuesday and Thursday. I'll be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, except that I won't be with you Monday. Robbie will be with you Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week. I will be out Monday evening. A very good friend, my Vietnam buddy, will be out here spending 4 or 5 days with me. And I'm sure we'll be up to some kind of nonsense. I mean, why not? So you guys take care of yourselves. I'll be with you another night. Unfortunately, I'll still be around for a couple hours here tonight. So on behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. We all know you're out there.